This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding you about the cost of following Christ. One could say it ain't for the faint at heart. Recently, I was reading about the two men who approached Christ about following him. The first man was a scribe, which means he was an expert in teaching and understanding the law. The scribe told Christ, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus told him, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." So the cost of following Christ may cause you to feel exposed at times, and all you have is the Word of God to cover you and to sustain you. But if you can trust Him from this place, you will also experience the rewards from following Christ. So the second man said he wanted to follow Christ too, but he just needed to go home to bury his father. Jesus said to him, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." So following Christ means he comes before any other allegiances in your life. Anything that hinders your relationship with him must be set aside. But again, if we can just trust in him, the rewards of following him will one day far outweigh any cost. So as you reflect on that and think about the cost versus the rewards in your own life, hold on to these words. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. Romans 8:5. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, experience the rewards.